the specific problem that we have just been introduced in this month in March is the rezoning. And what the rezoning entails is to, in New Tampa, to bring all the bused in students back into the inner city. And so this is a proposed action by the school board. And so you have community interest and meetings taking place to try to find a better solution for our children. And the reason why that's important, we don't have a successful model for Black students in the inner cities or the neighborhoods. There are no successful models. And so what we're hoping to accomplish to bring awareness to that and to build models that are successful that we can educate our children in. So we will be talking about alternatives to fill schools in our community.
How would you describe the schools in the inner city in Tampa and Hillsborough County?
Well, for instance, we have a publication from Department of Education. Every 2 years, they publish a 300 lowest performing schools. And on that list, by the DOE, we have 40. We have the highest number compared to a district our size on that list. And we have 40, and all of them, exception of 4, are in the inner city. The other 4 are rural schools. But what is consistent about that, they are minority schools. Some is as high as 99% African-Americans in those schools. And those are inner-city children going to perpetual failing schools for their elementary education.
And what will you be asking the school board?
Well, first of all, what the community and we have decided that we want to oppose the rezoning. And here's why we oppose the rezoning, meaning that we want to slow it down. We want to take a closer look at it. They're proposing that it's a year in the planning, but actually from my investigative research out in New Tampa, when the school opened in August, the rezoning will have taken place. And another piece of that, they published in the newspaper, Tampa Bay Times, that the board possibly will be voting on it May the 16th of 2017. So that's pretty rapid in terms of the movement of students, rezoning, and dealing with all of the failed schools in the Black community.